Welcome to Encounter, this service of prayer and presence midweek. My name is Erin Racine, and I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm so glad that you're joining us, whether you're online or here in the theater. This evening, we're going to continue our pattern of encountering the scripture through some contemplative practices. And tonight, we're going to do a guided meditation through the third chapter of Exodus with Moses engaging with the burning bush. And so I invite you to take a deep breath and get as relaxed as you can, and let's encounter God through the scriptures this evening. Let us begin by joining together to sing, "Come Thou Font of Every Blessing." God, you have called us to this holy ground, where we sing songs of praise and tell the stories of faith. O God, you have called us in whispering winds and in burning flames, and with your presence you have disarmed the barriers we have placed around ourselves. O God, meet us in our vulnerability and in our humanity. O God, receive our worship this night. Please be seated. I invite you to join with me in our prayer of confession. God of fire, out of the flames of your creation, your voice calls us, marking us as your own. Yet there are times when we choose to ignore your voice and listen instead to our own needs and desires. Redeeming God, forgive us for those times when we have ignored the needs of others, when we have failed to place our feet upon your path, when we allow other voices to distract us from your call. Offer again your invitation to know your love, to be loved, and to respond to your call. Friends, hear the good news. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is the good news. Our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'm going to invite Jan Ward up to read our scripture this evening.
Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. Now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations.'"
This evening, I'm going to invite you to do a guided meditation through the scripture. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, and I'm going to invite you to imagine what it would have been like for Moses. My hope is that you will hear God speaking through this experience. So I invite you to plant your feet on the floor, feel the chair under you. Maybe lower your shoulders and place your hands in your lap. You may want to turn your hands upward in a posture of receiving. And I'd like you to imagine that you're Moses. You're shepherding the flock of your father-in-law Jethro, who's the priest of Midian. And you're leading your flock to the west, to the west end of the wilderness. Take a moment to look around you as you walk. What do you see? What does the landscape look like? What do you hear? What do you smell? I imagine you smell some sheep. Now reach out and touch something. the clothes you're wearing, perhaps, or the wool of a sheep? How does it feel? As you walk along, you come to the mountain of God, which is called Mount Horeb. And all of a sudden, an angel of God appears in flames of fire, blazing out of the middle of a bush. It's right in front of you. You stare at it. The bush is blazing away, but it doesn't burn up. You say to yourself, "What's going on here? I can't believe this. Amazing. Why doesn't the bush burn up?" God sees that you have stopped to look, and God calls out to you from the bush, "Moses, Moses." You say, "Yes, I'm right here." God says, "Don't come any closer. Remove your sandals from your feet. You are standing on holy ground." You pause and you take off your sandals. How does the ground feel under your feet? What emotions are you experiencing right now? What questions do you have? God says to you, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." You are afraid to look at God, so you hide your face. God says to you, "I've taken a good, long look at the affliction of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries for deliverance from their slave masters. I know all about their pain. And now I have come down to help them, pry them loose from the grip of Egypt, get them out of that country, and bring them to a good land with wide open spaces, a land lush with milk and honey, the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite." Think about what God is saying to you about hearing the cries of your people. How does it make you feel to know that God has been listening and is coming to their aid? What does it make you think about God? God continues speaking to you. "The Israelite cry for help has come to me, and I've seen for myself how cruelly they're being treated by the Egyptians. It's time for you to go back. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the people of Israel, out of Egypt." You are astounded. You ask God, "But why me? What makes you think that I could ever go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt?" God responds, "I'll be with you. And this will be the proof that I am the one who sent you. When you have brought my people out of Egypt, you will worship God right here at this very mountain." Then you say to God, "Suppose I go to the people of Israel and I tell them,
"The God of your father sent me to you." And they ask me, "What is his name?" What do I tell them? God responds, saying, "I am who I am. Tell the people of Israel, I am sent me to you." God continues, "This is what you're to say to the Israelites. God, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob sent me to you. This has always been my name, and this is how I will always be known." What do you think about all that has just happened? What feelings arise as you think about all that God has said to you and what God has asked of you? What fears do you have? What are your hopes? What does it mean to you to know God's name, I Am? And does knowing God's name change how you think about God? Now, when you're ready, I would invite you to return to yourself and open your eyes and take a deep breath. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to invite you to spend some time in reflection. Chase has put some questions on the screen for us. You're welcome to grab some paper around the corner and jot things down if you'd like. But the questions are before you. How might God be trying to speak to you in your everyday life? And if not in burning bushes, how might God get your attention? What places and situations have revealed themselves to be holy ground for you? And how can you recognize holy ground going forward? What might God be calling you to? And what does that call say about how God sees you? And what does your response say about how you see God? going to invite us into a time of prayer. And as in weeks past, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, I invite you to respond by saying, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, in love you created us, and in love you sustain us day after day. So it is with confidence that we bring our prayers to you, knowing that you hear us and will respond. We pray for the world around us, for the many who suffer and call out for help, for those without enough to eat, for those caught in violence and political uprisings, for those picking up the pieces after a natural disaster, for those desperate to find work to support their families. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for family and friends who are suffering, those struggling physically or emotionally, those working to overcome mental illness, those facing challenges at home or at work, those grieving the death of a loved one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you have called us to pray for our enemies, to bless rather than curse. And so we bring their names before you now. We ask you to bless them. Open our hearts so that we may see them as you see them and be able to respond to them with your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your church around the world, that it would be a living demonstration of your coming kingdom, offering hospitality to all, ready to help in times of need, showing love to friends and enemies alike, seeking to live in peace with all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, we praise you for your faithful love and for the mercy you have shown us. Open our eyes to recognize your presence in our lives. Give us grace to hear your call and courage to follow without hesitation, knowing that your way is the way that leads to life. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now I invite you to rise in body or in spirit and join in singing Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Go forth this night, knowing that God goes with you wherever you may go. Go in peace.